Each industry has its own special challenges. Consider the business of shipping day-old chicks across the country. Northwest Airlines says it will no longer carry the birds by mail. The airline says there are simply too many problems associated with moving live poultry around the country. But family farmers and other businesses depend on cheap delivery of millions of baby chickens, game birds, and other fowl. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The sharp white light from a single bulb cuts through the pre-dawn darkness outside an old barn in Janesville, Wisconsin. In a warm, large room inside are five towering stacks of fortified cardboard boxes and the unmistakable sound of newborn life. About 140 day-old pheasant chicks are packed into each of the boxes here at the McFarland Pheasant Farm. Every once in a while, a tiny beak pokes out of one of the box's many ventilation holes. The pheasant chicks will be taken to a nearby airport, where they're then sent out as regular mail to hunt clubs and enthusiasts across the country. McFarland delivers about 600,000 pheasant chicks this way each year. Most of them are routed through Northwest Airlines' Minneapolis hub. But that's going to change. Northwest recently decided it will not ship baby chicks as regular mail any longer. Spokesman Kurt Ebenhawk says Northwest was losing money by accepting chicks at the same cost as a bill or a letter rather than cargo. Ebenhawk says Northwest's two main competitors, American and United Airlines, stopped carrying live poultry as mail several years ago.
It put us at a competitive disadvantage because they were able to carry other kinds of cargo, which was more profitable for them.
Ebenhawk says Northwest also lost money when staff spent a lot of time making sure the birds were all right. Sometimes they'd repackage the birds or make sure they had enough food or water. Wayne Pacelli with the Humane Society of the United States says day-old chicks are extremely vulnerable and don't have enough protection when they're shipped as regular mail.
They are stacked with all the other mail, and they are suffering as a consequence. The boxes that they're in are sometimes just cardboard boxes. They are crushed. They are exposed to freezing. They are exposed to extreme heat.
Pacelli says as a result, many of the day-old chicks die en route. He says airline employees have told him up to 30% of the chicks don't make it. But Murray McMurray, whose family has run a hatchery in Iowa for more than 80 years, says that figure is ludicrous and that no one could run a business with those losses.
And I've heard the accusation, well, they build those losses into their profit margin, but it's impossible. What you wouldn't have would be customers willing to tolerate that kind of treatment again and again to receive their baby poultry. It just wouldn't happen.
McMurray says Northwest's decision means the end of his business because he says he can't afford to ship the chicks as cargo, which is at least three times the cost of regular mail. While Delta, Continental, and U.S. Airways still accept live poultry as mail, many Midwest farmers have no option but to use Northwest Airlines to get the birds to their customers. Their dilemma has sparked help from Senators Charles Grassley of Iowa and Russ Feingold of Wisconsin. They've tacked an amendment onto an appropriations bill requiring any airline that ships animals to accept day-old chicks as well. The Humane Society is demanding it be withdrawn. Bill McFarland, the owner of McFarland Pheasant Farms, says animal rights groups are trying to prevent him from having access to his markets.
In fact, I feel like it's an attempt by some groups to take on an industry that isn't as big and powerful as the dairy people or the hog farmers or the beef cattle. It's something we're smaller, we're not as strong.
Northwest says it's still open to discussion, particularly if all airlines are forced to carry day-old chicks. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Janesville, Wisconsin.